The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Lojong Teachings Point 1. Resolve to begin. Train in the preliminaries. So, this resolving, what is it that motivates us to come here and practice together? What is it that motivates us to leave our homes, families, perhaps friends, pets, environments we may know and be familiar with to come here to the temple and to practice with one another? What is it that motivates us to take out our cushion each morning or each evening and to sit still while the world is rolling along? What is it that inspires us to take on the great matter? These questions of life and death, impermanence. When many people in the world perhaps are getting along fine without it, or perhaps are suffering in their own quiet way or in dramatic ways. We have chosen to be here tonight, to sit here together and engage in this practice, in this exploration, in this quest to realize our true nature. Why? Training in the preliminaries is exploring and really identifying for ourselves what it is that brings us here. In the Tibetan tradition, they offer a few reflections to help us become aware and clarify some of the things that may have brought us here. And the first is the rarity and preciousness of human life. So remarkable to be a person, to be sitting here in this physical form, to have the sensation of the cushions beneath us or our chairs, feet on the floor, to be able to hear the cars passing on the road, to hear my voice. Sometimes our hearing is so finely tuned, we hear our own heartbeats. To taste the food that we eat. To feel the water running down our backs in the shower or under a tree. Quite remarkable that the universe manifests for us through our senses in this magnificent way. I think about Buddha struggling on his path of practice. An ascetic denying his experience in a way, denying his body food, sleep, the strings of his musical instrument strung way too tight. When he has a recollection of what life was like when he was a child, watching ants scurry through the grass, watching family play, looking up at the clouds and seeing shapes of rhinoceri. And in that moment, he gained clarity. How precious to be born as a human being. A lightness entered in him, this appreciation, as he recalled how, as a child, everything just as it was, before all the bureaucracy of ideas and ego had fully taken hold, just to see the clouds floating through the sky is enough. To hear the birds wake you in the summer. To see your breath for the first time as a child in the cold air, the way it floats out of your mouth. To see snow falling and shimmering. Everything so fresh and new. This is Buddha's inspiration to practice, this recognition of how precious it is to be born in a universe some 13 plus billion years old, to exist now. Of course, the likelihood of that is 100%, but statistically speaking, the likelihood of existing is quite small. And yet here we are. So to realize this gift that is life, to realize that we have this opportunity, that we are blessed. There are so many people struggling to get by in this world. Their countries at war, refugees, people who are struggling with poverty who could never do this. Can't we see how lucky we are? How unbelievably lucky to be here, practicing together, really learning to taste and appreciate life as fully and deeply as possible. The second reminder, the inevitability of death. That which is so precious is so impermanent. And we do not know when death will come. This is so hard. So hard to really practice with this remembrance. We do our five remembrances. And I noticed that in early readings of them, my heart was so touched by hearing people finally say these things out loud. That we die. That we lose the people we love, inevitably. Whether they go first or we do, I don't know which is worse. How sad. Do we dare let ourselves feel the truth of that? Do we dare let ourselves recognize the inevitability of our own deaths? That one day we will not be here. That the universe will not manifest through our senses in the same way. Ever again. The awesome and indelible power of our actions. In the midst of this life, we have opportunities. We have opportunities to engage, to bear witness, to contribute. Each person's life, as precious as our own, each person we encounter, an entire universe manifesting. And for moments, we are the dream of these others. We are woven into their awareness. And each action we take has consequences for them. Each action we take here in the Zendo has consequences with everyone else in the room. When we break away from our practice, when we lose our ability and walk and take a break in the kitchen and stuff our faces, a tiny little hole in the container of practice, when we sit tall and strong in our practice, when we face whatever is here, inspiration. Our practice, a kind of mirror. And so often we don't see ourselves in that mirror. We forget that our actions actually contribute in some important way. We forget that we matter to other people. We forget how much we matter to other people. It's important to recognize our value in this world. And that when we go down those slippery slopes of anger and judgment, that we can hurt people. And that when we embrace people with loving compassion, that we can be of great service. And of course, sometimes that does mean drawing lines, and I'm not trying to create rules here. But are we turning toward the people in our lives, or turning away? The inescapability of suffering. Our final pointer toward why we practice, why we are here. Reminiscent, of course, of the Buddha's Four Noble Truths. Life includes suffering. Sometimes things feel just a little out of whack. Sometimes things feel really painful. It's not easy to lose people we love. It's not easy to grow old, to get sick, to see people we love get sick. Life includes these inevitable challenges. We will suffer. We will feel pain. And this practice is a way to meet that pain. Many of us probably came to practice for the very first time because we recognized that we were suffering. Certainly true for me. I recognized that I was suffering, and that in my suffering I was causing harm to people I loved. And I wanted to stop. I recognized that they were precious, that their existence was precious, and that my existence was precious too. But that I was having trouble seeing it. And I wanted to see it. I wanted to see how precious existence is. And so I was moved to practice. To actually begin. To commit. To sit. To work with my teachers. To face into the things that I had been running from my whole life. To allow them to manifest in consciousness, in awareness. Stop running. For once, stop running. For me, it's important to remember. For you, the reasons may be the same, they may be different. To practice with the preliminaries is to investigate for you. What is it that brings you here? Why do this? There is a very, very compelling reason, no doubt. To know it, to examine it carefully and know it for yourself, to feel that inspiration as we set out on a 3-week practice period together, to really know why you are here.